But several people have asked me with Hurricane Patricia, which is being described as the largest hurricane on record to ever hit Mexico. How is that going to affect us in Humboldt County? So we've put in a call to the National Weather Service office there on Woodley Island. We've got Brian Garcia on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Cliff?
I'm doing pretty good. So basically the short answer is it won't affect us at all, right?
That is the short answer. No impacts up here.
At all?
At all. It's already starting to recurve right into mainland Mexico, and it's going to cut across the mountains of Mexico, which will shred it apart, but it'll take all of the precipitation into Texas and the southern U.S.
Okay, well, Texas is used to getting hurricanes.
Yes, they are.
That's kind of hurricane territory there. Yeah, I was. I explained it to several people who called. I said, you know, up our way, our water is way too cold for us to have hurricanes. I mean, they would just, even something that big, if it was to travel north, if it had a northward trend, I think it would just completely dissipate by the time it got this far north, wouldn't it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the water is definitely too cold to sustain the type of energy that it needs to hold together as a hurricane. What we get is extra tropical transition. So as the hurricanes go into the colder waters, they become just normal North Pacific storms. Like, for example, Hurricane Olaf near Hawaii right now is on its way north, and it's going to transition into an extra tropical storm in the North Pacific. And that's where we could get some precipitation from. But that's still several days out right now.
Okay, so the short answer is, Patricia, no impact whatsoever up here. Not even a little fog drizzle.
Not even a blip on the radar.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are kind of excited. Oh, we're going to get a lot of rain out of this thing. No, nothing. Zip.
Yeah.
And so we were also talking a little bit off air about El Nino and how that might affect us here this winter. And you're saying it's kind of like a coin toss, right?
Yeah, it pretty much is. We in Northern California, we kind of sit on the cusp of El Nino and La Nina. So La Ninas go to the north of us, and El Ninos go to the south of us. But with a little bit of wiggle in the atmosphere, we can get hit with some rain on both events. If you go back and look at the history of it all, the big El Ninos generally stay south of us. And if this holds true to history, then all the precip will stay south of us, which is really bad for the state because all of our reservoirs are up in the northern part of the state.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know, I've been here for a few of them, and every once in a while, some of those El Ninos do bring us a pretty good amount of rain. So.
Yeah, and I suspect that we will get our storms up here. We'll get the two or three, and we'll fill up our reservoirs locally, like Ruth Lake, for example. We'll fill that up. But apart from that, I don't see any major drought buster this winter.
Oh, that's a darn shame.
It is.
Alrighty. Well, is Patricia still considered to be the biggest hurricane to hit Mexico ever?
Yeah, Patricia's looking really impressive. Yesterday, I believe it was a tropical storm. Today, it's a Cat 5 hurricane. So it has ramped up in intensity fast, and there are a couple big towns down there right in the path of Patricia as it makes landfall. So I read this morning in some of the media that it's posing potentially devastating effects and impacts to mainland Mexico. So it'll be interesting to watch, and it's going to be really sad to see what happens down there.
Wow. But the short answer is nothing up here.
Yeah, nothing up here.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Anytime.